Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for giving us another day. We thank God for the 24th day of the month of March, year 2022. We give God the glory for his mercies endured forever. We appreciate the Lord for how he has been with us. Bless God for his provision. We bless God for his protection. Wherever you are, I want you to worship the Lord. I want you to appreciate him. I want you to give God the glory for what he has done, for what he continues to do, for the mercy of God over our lives. Begin to appreciate him. Appreciate the Lord for who he is. He is the Almighty. He is an incomparable God. He can never, never be compared with any other God. Appreciate the Lord and give God the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. And I know that God is going to use this program to minister to your needs in the name of Jesus Christ. In this program, we pray a lot. So when I call a prayer, you pray the prayers and things begin to happen. As many people have been sharing testimony, you are going to share testimony also in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands and bless his name. And appreciate him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I have nothing to give you but to thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. I want you to pray these seven prayers before we go deeper. And we want you to pray this prayer with aggression. When you begin to pray this prayer, things begin to happen. The power of God begins to work upon your life. Say this prayer loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every garment of darkness over my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every garment of darkness over my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every garment of darkness over my life, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter by fire in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say this one with a louder cry. Say, powers calling my name from the coven of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, powers calling my name from the coven of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, powers calling my name from the coven of witchcraft. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening there. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, oh God, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and fight for me in Jesus' name. Pray, foundational envious witchcraft attacking my career. In the name of Jesus. Foundational envious witchcraft attacking my career. In the name of Jesus. Foundational envious witchcraft attacking my business. In the name of Jesus. Foundational envious witchcraft attacking my business. In the name of Jesus. Foundational envious witchcraft attacking my job. In the name of Jesus. Foundational envious witchcraft attacking my job. In the name of Jesus. Foundational envious witchcraft attacking my ministry. In the name of Jesus. Foundational envious witchcraft attacking my ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. You can insert anything there and eat the prayer very well. Say, every damage done to my destiny, be repaired by fire in the name of Jesus. Every damage done to my destiny. Be prepared. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power inviting me to the valley, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Any power inviting me to the valley, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Any power inviting me to the valley, you are a liar. In Jesus' name, we pray. Any personality using witchcraft to steal from me, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Any personality using witchcraft to steal from me, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Any personality using witchcraft to steal from me, receive open disgrace in Jesus' name, we pray. Yesterday, we started a lecture on dealing with destiny killers. One thing the devil will want to do against your destiny is to kill your destiny. The Bible says, the thief cometh not, John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not, but to steal, but to kill, and to destroy. You can see the three aims of the wicked. The three aim of the devil: to steal the destiny, to kill that destiny, and to waste that destiny. That is why you must defend your destiny with everything you have. You must pray your destiny to manifestation. You must protect your destiny with prayers. You must pray your destiny out of the valley, because destiny is the purpose why you are in this world. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, he said, "Who do men say that I am the son of man?" And some of them said, "Thou art John the Baptist." He said, some said, "Thou art Elias." Some said, "Thou art Jeremiah." But Simon Peter said an answer, he said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. That is Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 18. You can see now, Jesus Christ wanted to know whether the disciples that are following him, whether they were even aware of who he is. For you to fulfill your destiny, you must know who you are. Your identity must be cleared. You must discover who you are. To discover who you are is the major thing in life. That is the major things you must know. The issue of identity is very important. When Jacob discovered who he was able to move forward. You must understand that destiny is the purpose of your existence on earth. So any power, any force, any personality, any spirit that want to kill your destiny is your major, major enemy. Major enemy. Herod wanted to kill the destiny of Jesus, and heaven intervened. I pray that any power that plan to kill your destiny, power that hates seeing your existence, heaven will intervene and destroy the power in the name of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, your destiny is the purpose why you are on this earth. Your destiny is the assignment God has given to you to fulfill on this earth. Your destiny is that gap that you must fill on this earth. Therefore, there must not be any demonic recreation of destiny. Do you know that many destinies have been recreated by the enemy? Do you know that many destinies have been rendered useless? Do you know that many destinies have been kept in the valley? Do you know that many destinies have been fragmented? Do you know that many destinies have been tied down? Do you know that many destinies are about to die? But listen, beloved, right from this moment, whatever the enemy has programmed inside of you to destroy your destiny, such things shall be uprooted and die in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, it is time for us to pray. It is time for us to cry against the killer of destiny. It is time for us to cry in anger. It is time for you to pray. I will pray with the spirit of enough is enough. It is time for you to cry against any power that want to kill your destiny. It is time for you to raise alarm against all terrible power that have planned to waste your life. Begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy on you. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Aha. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out a bottle of oil. Aha. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. If you have a man to hold it. Holy Spirit of God will present this item before you. Let the mantle be overshadowed by the power of Holy Ghost. Resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ overshadow that mantle. Let that mantle become the mantle of fire and healing. When you place that mantle on any part of your body that is sick, there shall be deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the oil shall carry power. The water shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into that oil. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into that oil. The power of deliverance shall enter into that oil and that water. That oil and that water shall receive fresh fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now drink a little of the oil or the water. And you shout this prayer very well. Note all this prayer we are going to pray. If you have time, after this broadcast, after this program, you can also pray this prayer on your own. Because you are going to have testimony. Number one prayer, get ready. You will shout with power. Say, I refuse to be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be buried alive. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every demonic recreation of my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every demonic recreation of my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every demonic recreation of my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every demonic recreation of my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every demonic recreation of my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every demonic recreation of my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every demonic recreation of my destiny, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. That prayer is very essential because many people, they have been recreated. They are shadow of the original. So you must take your time and pray that prayer. Say, investment of household wickedness in my life. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Investment of household wickedness in my life. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Investment of household wickedness in my life. Ah, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and put it on your center head. Lay your hand upon that head. Say, Holy Ghost fire overshadow my head. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire overshadow my head. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire overshadow my head. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire overshadow my head. In Jesus' name, your head represents your destiny. So you pray this prayer. Say, every power contending with my divine destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every power contending with my divine destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus, every power contending with my divine destiny. In the name of Jesus, every power contending with my divine destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. You will shout this one with anger, with your hands on your head. Say, oh God, my Father, restore me back to the original design in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me back to the original design in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me back to the original design in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me back to the original design in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me back to the original design in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me back to the original design in Jesus' name. Pray as we are praying that prayers. Evil personality, where they were coming out from that from that life of that fellow. They were coming out from somebody's body there. They were moving away from that life. As we are praying that prayer, stream personality were coming out from your life. Something is going on there. Let us pray that prayer again. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me to my original design in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life in Jesus' name. We pray. You may want to write it down. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life. Can we pray it again? Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, restore me to your original design for my life in Jesus' name. We pray now. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Lay your hand upon your chest. Say, fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body, enter into my body, enter into my body in Jesus' name. We pray. Now anoint your stomach and you shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, evil arrow in. Say very well. Evil arrow programmed into my body, jump out by fire, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow programmed to my body, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful. Something have just happened there. Now you are going to anoint your hand, anoint your hand. Now take the oil now. Anoint your legs and say this prayer loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, anoint my hands, anoint my legs to locate my divine purpose. Now take the oil, anoint your eyes too. Oh yes. Now listen to this prayer on your own. I want you to go and pray the prayer very well. Oh God, my Father, anoint my eyes, anoint my hands, anoint my legs to locate my divine purpose in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, anoint my eyes, anoint my legs, anoint my hands to locate my divine purpose in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, anoint my eyes, anoint my hands, anoint my legs to locate my divine purpose in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, anoint my eyes, anoint my hands, anoint my legs to locate my divine purpose in Jesus' name. We pray. You will notice that within 7 days you are going to experience uncommon testimony, because the power of God is falling upon you as we are praying that prayer. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. I see the permanent resident document be released. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I cover everybody with the blood of Jesus. The mighty hand of God shall rest upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that there shall be breakthrough. You will experience financial breakthrough. You will experience marital breakthrough. You will experience conception breakthrough. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, the Almighty God will bless you with twins, with triplets. The visitation of God is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that fellow. Oh, you lost your job just about 2 months ago. The Lord is going to give you another one within 10 days. That business has gone down. The power of God is coming upon that business, and that business will wake up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you have testimony you want to share with us, send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. High Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Stark Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you. In Jesus.